Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Tuesday, June 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is my former state representative, now the owner of a Farm Bureau insurance agency in Bel Air, Michigan, right here in Antrim County. Tristan Cole's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
We're good, good, good. I got a ton of messages, a ton of phone calls. My phone blew up yesterday when it was announced that the Farm Bureau AgriPAC, the Political Action Committee of Farm Bureau, came out and endorsed Parker Fairburn over Neil Friske. And I'd like to get your thoughts this morning. Can you explain, Tristan, first?
Yeah.
The difference between Farm Bureau Insurance Company, which you own a office for here in northern Michigan, and the actual political action committee, Farm Bureau AgriPAC.
Yeah, absolutely. This is often confused, and people don't even realize that Michigan Farm Bureau is a Michigan company, you know, owned basically and controlled by members and memberships. And then from Farm Bureau, you have Farm Bureau Insurance owned by and operated by the agricultural organization. And then within Farm Bureau Insurance, you have individual agencies such as the Tristan Cole Agency here in Bel Air that I own, and I own my book of business underneath the Farm Bureau Insurance name. So I'm what's considered a captive agent, an agent for Michigan Farm Bureau. But my office operates independently under that Farm Bureau name. So I really have nothing to do with like AgriPAC, for example, which is the political wing of Michigan Farm Bureau, and that's where all of the political activities take place, is underneath that umbrella, which is separate, if you will, from Michigan Farm Bureau, the agricultural organization. It all has to do with legalities and separations and different boards and different controls, different committees. So me as an agent, I cannot serve on the committees I used to serve on when I was in office. I can't be on my board. I can't serve on these committees. I can't even serve on an advisory committee. I wanted to be on one for marijuana. I wanted to be on that advisory committee. And as an agent, I can no longer do that.
Got it. And Let me get clarification. It is separate, but most importantly, I want to get clarification on this. Uh-huh. The people running Farm Bureau Insurance and all of their agents, captive agents like you are there in Antrim County.
Yes.
Okay. You guys have nothing to do with the executive board of the AgriPAC of Farm Bureau. You
Correct.
Are not even involved in the vetting process of the candidates.
Correct. I'm not allowed to be involved in that. Even if I wanted to be, I couldn't do that. That would be against. I don't know. It's probably state law, honestly, Randy. Because I wanted to be. I still like to be involved. I still like to pay attention. And so I've chosen to speak with individual candidates versus go through any, you know, endorsement. And so I've been very careful to not go out and really publicly do anything with candidates, with one exception. I'm very much in support of Matt Mullador for sheriff here in Antrim County. Personally.
Got it. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Because you and I talked about this, mm-hmm. and I felt that they should have remained neutral in this race, because when they went through the vetting process, Neil Friske on this show explained the, I think it was two or three bills that he voted against Farm Bureau's positions, and he explained it to him as to why. And he felt very confident leaving that vetting that he had satisfactorily explained to him why he voted against it. But then they went ahead and endorsed his opponent. Let me ask you this question. Do you think they should have made that endorsement?
So here's the awesome thing about Michigan Farm Bureau as an organization. It is entirely grassroots driven. And so the decision, so I'm a process and procedure guy. Doesn't mean I always like an outcome one way or the other, but process and procedure is very important. And in this case, you have a local committee, policy, or not a policy development committee, that is one of them, but a candidate evaluation committee. I served on that in Antrim County for many, many years. That committee is made up of members that are appointed by the county board, and they vet and then make a determination as far as an endorsement is considered.
Okay.
So the decision to endorse came from the county farm bureaus inside of that house district. And then that recommendation is then sent to the AgriPAC board that ultimately makes a decision.
Down in Lansing.
Yes, but they generally follow the recommendation of the candidate evaluation committees from the local communities where the candidates are running.
Okay, now let me ask you this question. Again, in your personal opinion, do you think they should have endorsed in this race? Yes or no?
AgriPAC and Farm Bureau does take hard stances on political candidates. They did in when I ran for office for different positions. They do in many races. They do sometimes go neutral. I expected a neutral in this case, and they decided to come out and endorse the challenger to Representative Frisky.
Got it. So let me ask you this question. The listeners of my station, the listeners of my show, in the 107th, which I speak to a large majority outside of southern Charlevoix County, I speak to the entire 107th, all the way to Sault Ste. Marie.
Yes.
They were pissed off. I'm going to say it. They were mad as heck that Farm Bureau did this, because they agreed with you. They thought that they should have remained neutral after the vetting process. And they're like, we're sick and tired of these PACs. Special interests. They're even mad as heck that Donald Trump endorsed Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate. Okay.
Yeah, and that's different than a PAC. That's a person.
Yes.
Doing this. So here's and we've talked about this, Randy. Here's my recommendation to conservatives. You have to be involved at every level, and you have to get on these boards and committees. And that doesn't just go for the Farm Bureau side of things. That goes for Right to Life. That goes for any of these, any organization, as well as all of the committees inside local government. We've got there's dozens of committees that conservatives are not putting their hat in the ring to serve on. And we need conservatives to do this so that they can then have their views. We can have our views expressed through statements and recommendations back up to the boards. And this is one of the weak spots. This is our Achilles heel of conservatives, is we're failing to put conservatives on these small, and they seem inconsequential, committees and groups that advise the board. So there's many at the county level that advise county commissioners.
Mm-hmm. So for example,
need conservatives on those.
So if you're going to sit on the Economic Development Corporation board, or the Parks and Rec, or any of these boards, this is where you're saying those advisory positions actually give the information to the elected officials.
Yes.
And that's where we are failing. Your biggest thought 100%. Of failing.
100%. And that goes for things like inside Michigan Farm, or, you know, the county farm bureau. So each county, some counties are combined, have committees inside those county farm bureaus. Where is our conservative voice inside those committees?
Right.
It doesn't exist. And so this is literally from the ground up type of activism and where we can make the most difference, because once the decision's made, you know, it's made.
Mm-hmm.
But we can influence that by getting involved in these advisory committees.
So if we would have had some more people sitting on the Farm Bureau vetting committee, they could have had more input and possibly change the outcome of this endorsement.
That is correct. Okay. Most of our local organizations and I'm familiar with, you know, the county farm bureaus, for example,
sure,
have many committees. So, for example, there's a P&E committee, you know, which is an education committee that generally county farm bureaus are begging people to be part of.
Do you have to be a farmer? I got a text. Do you have to be a farmer to sit on the committee?
Yes. Now,
farmer or just a dues-paying member to Farm Bureau?
Combination. It is up to the county farm bureaus how and who they recognize as a farmer or involved in agriculture to be a regular member. So an associate member that lives in a little townhouse apartment is going to be an associate member if they have Farm Bureau insurance.
Got it.
They are not allowed to serve on these committees and direct the organization. However, let's say you've got a market garden and you're selling, you know, gladiolas at the farm market or eggs or, you know, doesn't have to be any huge volume.
Right.
Your county farm bureau may recognize you as a regular member. That regular member has a lot of power and opportunity. I mean, incredible amounts of opportunity.
Yeah.
Show up at the board. You can become a board member. You can. You don't have to be a board member to be on these different committees.
Got it. So even if you're selling eggs out in front of your house, you could possibly be an actual member.
Yes. That's decided by the county board of directors.
Got it. Next question.
Sure.
Talking about insurance, a lot of people wanted to call you, contact you.
Yes.
How would they get in contact with you if they'd like an insurance review?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you need to look at to advise people?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked. So the easiest thing, TristanCole.com goes to my Farm Bureau website for insurance. It's got my contact information, TristanCole.com. Or they could shoot me a text at my cell phone number, 231-631-6659. Find me on Facebook. Send me a message. The most efficient way to obtain a quote is to acquire your declaration pages ahead of time. That's got the list of your coverages, the list of your vehicles, your property coverages, and that can be you know, emailed to me, and that speeds up the process as far as VIN numbers and what coverages you've currently got, so we can do an apples-to-apples comparison to get you the best coverage possible and at the best rate that that I can squeeze out for you.
Very good. Excellent. Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-O-N, Cole.com. That has all the phone numbers.
Yes.
If you would like his cell phone, just text me Cole, C-O-L-E, and I'll text you back his cell phone. Tristan, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks, Randy. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Appreciate that information from Tristan Cole. He is a Farm Bureau Insurance agency in Bel Air. Vicki and I have switched over all of our Farm Bureau Insurance to his office, and we just picked up another vehicle. Called him, texted him actually the VIN number, and I had the proof of insurance in about 10 minutes. It's already covered. The next day is when I needed it. We got it from him. He's providing fantastic service. He knows what he needs to know regarding your home, auto, your boats, your RVs, insurance, life insurance, estate planning, all that. If he doesn't know it, he's got resources. He's got team members that will get you the best insurance coverages anywhere. And they are Michigan owned, and they are basically a conservative insurance company here in Michigan. If you're currently with Progressive, please get a hold of them, get a quote, see if he can save you some money, but get away from Progressive. Also, one final text. He just texted me. Make sure your listeners know that each county Farm Bureau is separate from each other. One may be actually next door, has completely different rules regarding being on these committees for Farm Bureau, but would love to see more of our listeners involved in Farm Bureau. Absolutely. He said if you have car insurance or homeowners insurance with them, you're automatically an associate member. I think it's $50 a year that we pay for a family, and Vicki and I are associate members. We're not farmers, so we don't get to sit on the vetting committees of AgriPac. So for the record, he thinks it was a mistake that they endorsed in this race. And a lot of farmers are ticked off. I heard from Richard Friske. I heard from Marv Rubing. I've already heard from Cliff Tellini. Knows exactly where he stands on this issue. And there may be some ads running here soon. So Rob in Sheboygan, I'm going to text you Tristan Cole's information. You can give him a call. Tell him you heard it here on the show. He's thinking about becoming a sponsor on a regular basis. So we could be running commercials for him and having regular interviews. If you guys think the information is informative, I'll consider accepting him as a sponsor. Now, one thing I did want to mention that is very important that you have to understand what's going on in Lansing right now is this budget. We are going to we're absolutely going to be monitoring it. This is without a doubt probably the most important legislative vote that's going to be taken before they break for summer. Now, you have to hear this, folks. Constitutionally, they have to vote for the budget before they leave July 1st, the summer break. July 1st is the constitutional deadline for passing a budget. If any Republican votes for this budget, vote them out of office the next time they're up for re-election. State reps are going to be held accountable on August 6th in their primaries. They're all being primary challenged. If they vote for a budget, vote for the other guy. In 2 years, in 2026, the state senators will be on the ballot with the governor. You need to put Senator John DeMoose on notice that if he votes for this budget this year of 2024 for fiscal year 2025, you will not be supporting him for any office in 26. If he decides to run for re-election in the state Senate, or Jack Bergman retires and endorses him for Congress, you will not be voting for him. This is a line in the sand vote, people. I will make it my mission in life for you and everybody else to remember how they voted on this budget this year. That's how critical this is. They're voting to raise our state income tax from 4.05 to 4.25. They're voting for a bunch of wasteful spending, and they're robbing money from the teachers' pension fund to fund SOAR, Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, that was supposed to die next year. And Whitmer and the Democrats want to put $500 million for the next 10 years into this fund that needs to die and go away. It's been a colossal failure. It has not worked. It has not provided the jobs they promised. It needs to die. So very simple. When you see these reps in district, these state senators, before July 1st, ask them a very simple question. Are you going to vote for the budget? Yes or no? Are you going to vote for the budget? Yes or no? Thank you very much. Done talking to you about it. Don't want to hear your BS. Pump your gas. Enjoy your meal. Do whatever you're doing. But we don't need to talk. It's a very simple question. Are you voting for the budget? Yes or no? That's the bottom line. That's all you care about. Because if they vote for this budget, they're no different than a Democrat. And you will not support them in any way, shape, or form. Period. End of conversation. And Rob, I just texted you Tristan Cole's phone number. Call his cell or text his cell. 231-631-6659. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God bless you. Have a great day. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Had enough of career politicians? I have.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the back.